right, I got some goodies here for us today. I have two cans here, and both of them look the same on the outside, but they're not on the inside. And I thought that was a good illustration of this whole kindness experiment. I was talking to a Muslim man not too long ago, and I was sharing Christ with him, and I was sharing with him a little bit of the Christmas story, and this verse that that came to my mind was this verse that I think it was Simeon. You read this verse today. I'm going to put it up on the board here. It's from the story of the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 2, and it's what the angels said. The angels said that glory to God in the highest in heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom His favor rests. And glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom He is pleased. And some of us who are have the King James Version, we know it's peace on earth. Remember Charlie Brown Christmas? Peace on earth and goodwill toward all men. But when I looked at this passage, I was talking about how Christ came out of His kindness to give us peace. And I remember a man telling me, you know, if He came to bring peace, why is there so much fighting in this world? Why is there so much hostility? Why do people argue and fight? And in today's culture, there's a lot of political banter and social media, and there's people trying to one-up the other person and prove that they're right and this and that. And what I tried to explain to the man is that Christ came to give us peace, but that peace was peace on the inside first, peace in our hearts. And that's what this passage is talking about. If you look at it again, it says, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom He is pleased, or on whom His favor rests. And what that means is that not everyone's going to experience this peace. Not everyone. Only among those on whom His favor rests, or with whom He is pleased. And the Bible says we can't do anything to please God in and of our own strength. None of us are good. None of us are perfect. But the Bible does say without faith it is impossible to please God. Look at what Romans 5 says. Romans 5 says this: we have been made right with God because of our faith. Now we have peace with Him because of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came to earth to show us kindness, and not only just to come as a little baby, but to come as our Savior who would die for us. He showed us what you said, the ultimate gift of kindness was to come and not only live a sinless, perfect life, but to die on a cross for us. And the way we access that peace and that kindness is through our faith. And faith starts with opening up our hearts. I have these two cans here, and you're wondering why I have them. I'm not trying to advertise Sprite this Christmas season, but I am trying to show a point here. Who's the strongest student here? Strongest physical student? Jonathan. Cake! All right. Jonathan, I need you to take one hand and crush the can. One hand. Oh, you could use two, I guess. It's really hard, isn't it? Yeah. Is anybody bigger here? Want to try it? Okay, Bella, use just one hand, okay? One hand. It's closed. It's hard to crush that can, isn't it? Yeah. No, just with your hand. Just with your hand. That's all we want to do. Okay. Jason, you want to try it? Just with your hand, squeeze it. Yeah, you can't crush it, yeah. But with who try it? Caleb. Would you stand up, Caleb? Okay. One hand. There you go. Yeah, it's really hard. Now, Caleb, your brother is Simeon, and Simeon was the youngest one in our play today, and I'm so glad he got to play this. And so, Simeon, I have a can for you to squeeze. Would you crush this can right here? Now, it looks the exact same on the outside, okay? Would you crush this can with one hand? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. The youngest will serve, will be the strongest. I don't know about that. Okay, now, obviously, something's going on here. Both cans experienced pressure. Both cans experienced difficulty. Which can handled the pressure? Tony. The one that was full. Yeah. We live in a culture that cares about image. It's all about how you look. And sometimes in the church, we can get that way too. We think God is impressed with all our good deeds and all the things that we do. But the Bible says it's what's on the inside that matters. And God wants to give us peace, joy, love. His kindness is first experienced in our hearts. Let me show you the rest of that passage up here. Look up at this in Romans 5. It says, at just the right time, Christ died for ungodly people. He died for us when we had no power of our own, okay? We were empty. It is unusual for anyone to die for a godly person. Maybe someone would be willing to die for a good person, but here is how God showed his love, his kindness for us. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. That's the message of the gospel. You know, we've been thinking about kindness this whole Christmas season, and we're going to continue next Sunday and the Sunday after and Christmas. But I was thinking about there's three levels of kindness, and you guys brought this out in the play really well. The first one is anybody can be kind to those who are kind to them. A lot of us are going to give gifts, and I think it was promised. You said, you know, okay, yeah, we're going to give gifts to the people we love and the people, our family and our friends. Anybody could do that. Jesus said, if you love those who love you, what reward is that? Anybody can do that, okay? And I hope all of you will give gifts to those you love this Christmas season and show kindness. But there's a second level of kindness where you say, I'm going to give kindness to those in need. And that's what you guys so greatly expressed. You showed that, you know what, I'm going to go out and we're going to serve at a homeless shelter. We're going to go out and reach out families that are in need. People we don't even know, we're going to give kindness to. And I hope this Christmas season, all of us, because of what Jesus has done on the inside of our lives, that we will go out and give that to others who are in need. But there's a third level of kindness, and that's the kindness that Jesus showed us, and that's the kindness that he actually asks and challenges us to show. And that's kindness to your enemies, to those who don't love you, to those who are mean to you, to those who are hostile to you. Showing peace even when people don't deserve it. Why should we do that? Because that's what Jesus did. That's what Jesus did for us. And when you realize that and you let him in your life, it enables you to go and give it to other people, okay? And give it to other people. And to share it with other people. Who wants to drink it? I know, yeah. I was going to bring a couple. Bradley, maybe you can get a few cups out here for us, okay? Have a seat. Yeah. All right. So really quickly, I want to share a quick story with you, and then we'll wrap up here, okay? Bradley, would you hold this before everybody drinks it? All right. God cares about what's on the inside of us, not what's on the outside. What's on the inside flows out. What's on the outside comes out of what's on the inside. Speaking of this story of loving your enemies, I've got a frozen turkey here, okay? And this thing is so big. Somebody want to help me take it out, okay? It's really hard. I don't know if it's 20 pounds, but I want to tell you a story that happened a few years ago. It's a story of Victoria Ruvolo, if you can see her picture up there. Okay, yeah, this is super heavy. She's known as the turkey lady, okay? All right, and it's not because of that she looks like a turkey, all right? It's not because of that. On a cool night in November, several years ago, actually it was 15 years ago, she was driving home from her niece's recital, and she was looking forward to a nice evening to relax in her house after seeing her niece perform in a recital. And as she was driving, she didn't realize that she didn't see the car, the Nissan, coming up on the east towards her. She didn't see the teenage boy who was going through a lot of problems himself and was full of a lot of anger and hostility. She didn't see him take a 20-pound turkey that he bought from a stolen credit card that night because he was feeling very angry, and he was driving, and he took the turkey, and he flung it out the window, and it went straight onto oncoming traffic, and it hit Victoria Ruvolo's car head-on, the windshield. It shattered the windshield, bent the steering wheel, and Victoria Ruvolo ended up in the hospital. I don't know if you remember this story, but she was in a coma for 2 weeks. Every bone on her in her cheeks were smashed and destroyed. She was fighting for her life, and this is the boy who did it, okay? And about a couple months later, she was in a courtroom. She actually survived it. And she says the reason she survived it was the grace of God. Something in her had told her to start working on her life and working on herself physically, and she somehow was prepared for this. But the doctor said it was kind of a miracle, but it was also the fact that she had been working out for like a year before that. But somehow she managed to live through this. And so the court date came. And Ryan Cushing was obviously going to get prison. He was going to get about 25 years. Some people were arguing for 50 years. He was charged with assault. This could have been a murder. She almost died. And so there she was. And she was in the courtroom. And guess what? Here's what happened. The courtroom, 9 months after, this is 9 months after a disastrous November night, he stood face to face to the titanium-bolted face with her offender in court. Ryan Cushing was no longer the cocky, turkey-tossing kid he was in the Nissan. He was trembling, fearful, and apologetic. For New York City, he had come to symbolize a generation of kids out of control. People packed the room to see him get his comeuppance, what he deserved. The judge's sentence enraged them. Only 6 months behind bars, 5 years of probation, some counseling and public service. Everybody in the courtroom was so upset, except Victoria. Victoria was there. It was her idea to reduce the sentence. Yes, the boy walked over and she embraced him in full view of the judge and the crowd. She held him tight, stroked his hair. He sobbed and she said, "I forgive you. I want your life to be the best it can be." She allowed peace and grace and kindness to shape her response, okay? She said this, "God gave me a second chance at life, and I passed it on. If I hadn't let go of that anger, I'd be consumed by this need for revenge. Forgiving him helps me move on." This is a deeper level of kindness that the Bible says is supernatural. That book that you see there, she ended up going around speaking. She wrote a book. She started a movement called the Forgiveness Project. You can go online and you can read stories of people who are forgiving. Because of what she did, today in the New York juvenile court system, there's something called repentance, where offenders can repent and go back to the people that they hurt and actually make amends and make restoration. Ryan Cushing's life was transformed because of this, because he received this incredible act of kindness, okay? This is what I put up here as our definition last week. Kindness is a supernaturally generous orientation of our hearts towards other people, even when they don't deserve it and don't love us in return. The only way you can get that is by opening up your heart to God's kindness. Victoria had experienced God's forgiveness and grace and his love, and she overflowed and forgave others. Two verses, and we'll end here real quick. Number one, Matthew 5 says this, "Blessed are those who make peace, for they shall be called the children of God." And look at this verse, Ephesians 4, "Be kind and tender to one another, forgive one another, just as God forgave you because of what Christ has done." That's the message of Christmas. Christ forgives us. Christ shows kindness. He's the ultimate gift. You guys hit it right on. And you know what? I hope we will all go out and share that kindness with others. But I'm also praying, like you said, I think Jonathan, you said it at the end, it's not just for us to do this one time. It's to do this as a lifestyle. Okay? All right? And the only way we can do that is by allowing God to change our hearts. So I hope this Christmas season you will let him in and his peace will be real to you. A very famous actor, one of my all-time favorite actors, my children were actually born at the same hospital that he was born at, from my favorite movies. He was once being interviewed by a reporter, and he told the reporter, "We always want what we don't have." Does that ever sound like you guys after Christmas? "I always want what I don't have." And then the reporter shot back and said, "What don't you have?" And this guy had billions of dollars, fans, everything, and he said, "I don't have peace." I hope that's not true of us this Christmas, that you and I will have peace because we know what Jesus did and how much he loves us. Let's pray. God, thank you so much for your act of kindness to us. We love you. We thank you, God. Lord, I pray if there's anybody in this room who needs to forgive somebody, Lord, this Christmas season, that they would look to you and see how much you have forgiven them, and that you would give them the strength to show that kindness and bring peace where there's hostility. And Lord, I pray that all of us would be filled with acts of kindness this Christmas, but not just this Christmas, but into the new year as well. We love you, God. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.